The Lord be with you. The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And Jesus replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Solomon the Wise, he asked for wisdom. Wisdom is not intellectual ability. It's not book knowledge. It's not street knowledge in the ways of the world. Now, people can have experience and they can be prudent on when to buy or to sell, or where and how to work and how to study. Those things are there. It can be there. Wisdom is of the heart, as it is a gift from God, is obtained by prayer and a life in Christ. Wisdom is of God, who gives us his commandments. I mean, we just sang, "Lord, how I love your commands." Those who observe them are open to the wisdom and accept the truth, who is Jesus Christ. So John 1:17, the law was given through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. It tills the field for people to seek the truth, to know how to live. And if you live that, then you can be open to Jesus in his fullness, to that net that will be thrown out. Now, the pearl of great price and the treasure in the field simply speaks about what is important to us. What do you value? What is it? And Jesus is getting at a life of relationship with him. St. Paul tells us in Philippians 3, verse 8 and following, "I count everything as loss except the saving power of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse, as trash, as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having righteousness on my own, not doing it my way or my effort, but that which is through faith in Jesus Christ." Because St. Paul is very concerned that they're just going to stay with the Ten Commandments. No, it is Jesus who gives us that life. Ten Commandments are the big parameter, right? But it lets us know how to live in a society. But it is Jesus who penetrates the heart. Because the commandment doesn't save. It's just simply the law. It is just this law that God gives us to prepare us. And then the kingdom of heaven is like a net. It's thrown into the sea. During this age, and when Matthew has his language, this age just means life on earth. During this age, Peter, the apostles, and the church over time throw the net to catch a wide variety of fish, whoever they might be. I mean, the net is thrown out there. It's going to catch whatever's is out there. And that's the whole purpose. So the net brings in anyone who hears the fullness of the gospel and guides them to conversion in Christ. So the net, the purpose of that is to bring them to Jesus. Now, not everybody who's brought in are going to persevere to that final judgment, which will happen, which we hear again today in different words than we heard last week. But God will have the final judgment, and we do not. Those caught in the net of Christ and have conversion, then they live with purpose. What's my purpose? What am I doing? Here in South Hutch and Our Lady of Guadalupe, joined in with St. Teresa's Holy Cross in this part of the world, we join in the single purpose of living conversion and bringing others to Christ. So this past week, you know, I was on my way to work, flying home. I'm waiting in the airport. Young couple over here somewhere, early 20s or something, and I'm just sitting there minding my own business. And they come over and they stand right in front of me. He says, "Can we ask you a question?" And I'm like, oh. I'm like very tired. So I stood up so I could get eyeball to eyeball. And they said, "Do you always wear that?" Oh, no, those clerics. Oh, okay, yeah. I do, I don't know, like 92% of the time. I don't know. You know, maybe not when I'm golfing. And then they started asking me questions, you know, about some faith issues. And I said, "Well, what flavor are you guys? What church do you go to?" And they told me what denomination background they're at and everything like that. And I could sense some stability and some solidness, and they were really listening. And I says, "Well, I mean," gave them the basic, you know, Jesus message, right? There is a God. He sent his son. I mean, the Old Testament prepares the way. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, as you know, right? Matthew 5:17, right? We know these things. And they're like, "What do you think of us?" They said that. I've never had that question before in my life. "What do you think of us?" Because they told me what churches they go to, not Catholic. And I said, "I think that you have the taste of Christ. I think that you know that he is Lord. I think that you know that he is the way to the Father and that he is salvation. This is what it's about." And they're like, "What do you really think?" I says, "I think that you don't have the full meal deal. I don't think you have the full package. I think that you've got some great, great things, but I think you need more. I think you just need more." Jesus, he told the apostles to do things, and I lined them all up, all seven, you know. I lined them up for them. Do these things, and you're going to have this community, this body of believers, this church. And it all ended peacefully. And they said, they go, "Where are you going to sit on the plane?" And I'm like, I don't know. I told them, I said, "Oh, no, we're 10 rows behind you." Okay, because I missed out on that. So once the plane took off and leveled off, and then I scooted back there, and they were all dead asleep. Okay, so never saw them again. But I had to throw the net at that moment. I mean, that was just the net. It was the net of a peaceful conversation of people who were genuinely searching and looking. And people who are searching and looking. Are we ready to throw that net? Just say, just like bada bing, you know, like, who am I, what do I believe, and what's this all about? You don't have to like lay hands on them and start shouting or hit them with a rosary. You don't have to do those things. You just kind of just, there it is. And the net goes out there. And our purpose, the primary purpose, is to live in conversion and bring others to Christ. Today we hear in Romans 8:28, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together unto the good for those being called according to his purpose." Not all things are good or work out well. Correct? Should not have bought that car. Should not have done that. Not all things are good or work out well, but for those who love God, all things work together unto good, goodness, for those being called according to his purpose. So not all things work out well, but for those who love God, he causes all things to contribute to our ultimate good. So the sickness, the failure, the persecution, death itself happens, and he's still calling us to his good, and those who cling to him in love will be living in his purpose in conversion. And wisdom, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit, guides us in the life of Christ to stay near him in the hills and valleys of life. And victory is in the love of Christ. And the ultimate good is to stay with our Lord. and he throws the net with our help. And well, we need his help to throw the net, yes? And in the last few lines in today's selection of Romans is, those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he glorified. Just means God knows, he throws the net. We have a free will. Do we respond? And when we do, then we have that life in him. And then we grow in that wisdom. And then we live with purpose in the church.